One more twist. In an already unusual campaign season, the candidate on the Republican side who spent the most money on TV ads by far is lagging far behind in the polls. The two candidates who did best in Iowa hardly spent anything compared to years past. NPR's Scott Detrow takes a look at whether the old-fashioned political TV spot is becoming obsolete.
The question of whether spending millions on TV ads still makes any sense isn't very new.
I mean, probably as long as I've been doing this, people have been talking about the death of television.
That's Erica Franklin Fowler. She directs the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks and studies political advertising.
And there's no doubt that that is eventually where we're going, but it's certainly not the case right now.
Campaigns are putting more and more of a focus on online advertising. There's a couple reasons for that. First of all, it's cheaper. But more importantly, campaigns can focus online ads on specific voters with pinpoint accuracy. TV is basically the opposite of that. But Fowler says campaigns still pour the bulk of their budgets into it for one big reason.
Television is still the easiest way to reach those people who are undecided and don't necessarily seek out politics on their own.
In other words, the passive voters who don't show up at rallies or sign up for campaign email updates, but still plan to be there on election day. That's why New Hampshire stations like WMUR are jam-packed with ads right now.
For America, Jeb Bush.
I'm Marco Rubio. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Still, the outcome of the Iowa caucuses raised some questions about the value of ads. According to NBC News, Jeb Bush and his allies spent nearly $15 million on ads in Iowa, far more than any other Republican. Bush wound up with less than 3% of the vote. Meanwhile, Donald Trump spent only $3 million on ads in Iowa and came in second. John Sides, a political scientist at George Washington University, says that's less a reflection of TV ads' value and more because of the crowded Republican primary.
Candidates that have a lot of money to spend on advertisements are dealing with a broader information environment that's been largely dominated by Donald Trump.
Ads do work, Sides says, but in order to be effective, a voter needs to see them over and over.
Sometimes people seem to assume that advertisements are like nuclear radiation, and, you know, once you're exposed, it stays with you for the rest of the campaign, the rest of your life. I think ads are more like Tylenol. You take the medicine, but it wears off relatively quickly.
One company that's trying to figure out exactly how effective TV ads are is Ace Metrics. Mark Bryant is a vice president with the company. He says Ace Metrics runs political ads by online panels of about 500 people and has them register responses across a range of categories.
Things like attention, agreement, relevance.
And for all of the topsy-turviness of this year's campaign, the most effective ad Ace has seen is pretty, well, traditional.
We said it will be over our dead bodies if you cut Social Security.
It's Democrat Bernie Sanders talking about a bedrock campaign issue.
In terms of watchability, persuasion, and agreement, Bernie's Social Security ad tops them all.
So if you're tired of the political ads on your television, especially if you're here in New Hampshire, I'm sorry to say that online advances aside, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.